Thank you all so much. So good to be here tonight and worship with you guys. And man, sitting at the front, you just like hear the voices booming in. So it's good to come and sing to the Lord. And I grew up in Springfield, Missouri. And really? Why? Bass Pro Shops or Bob Barker or Andy's Frozen Custard? I don't know. But like in Springfield, Missouri, like, it's like 200,000 people, or at least it used to be. And there's like four major roads, like Glenstone, National, Campbell, Sunshine, maybe. Two highways, you know, 65 and I-44, and that was it. Like, it was a pretty simple town. I could get around there, you know, blindfolded when I was 18. It was just easy, small town. I get down to Dallas, and it's a different story. So I've lived here for the last 8 years, and I'm still, like, incredibly confused. People, like, say things that are just like confusing. Like, I live in Red Oak, and I'm like, where's Red Oak? They're like, you know, that's close. And I'm like, I don't know if that's north, south, east, west. I don't even know what you're talking about. No shout outs for Red Oak, let the audience note, by the way. Springfield, we got one. Springfield brought it. But anyway, they'll say random things. They're like, you know, take 121 or these different highways. I'm like, it's a mystery to me. And a lot of stuff doesn't run north, south, east, west. It's just hard. My wife has even said one of the most emasculating, just like sting to a husband's heart ever. Still working through it. She's like, you know, you're really directionally challenged. That's like saying to a woman, you have a nice mustache. It's like, oh, you just said I was direct. Why did you say that? Directionally challenged. And I like put away my phone. I'm like, no, watch this. I'll get us there. But I don't. I need it. I have this thing called Waze. Yeah. Waze fans, you know? All right, so interaction. We got more for Waze, less for Red Oak, a little bit for Springfield. But Waze, man, that's like a game changer. It's this app. I don't know if it's on, you know, whatever else, but I've got it on my phone. And as you're driving, it does this incredible thing where it'll tell you the arrival time, right? Have you guys seen this? Like, I don't know how that works out. Like, normally when I'm driving, I'm very confused, especially in Dallas, and I'm late. Like, I'll have meetings back to back, and I'm like, shoot, so I'm speeding. I know I shouldn't, probably looking at my phone, no, I shouldn't, and I'm getting lost, I'm turned around, I'm trying to look at my phone, and I'm trying to run through lights, guilty again, rather than stop at them. Well, what Waze does is it will actually tell you your arrival time, somehow, unbeknownst to me, supernatural, even if you miss the light. So I'm like, it says 12 minutes is my ETA, the light turns yellow, I want to speed through it. Guilty conscience kicks in, maybe conviction, and I'll stop, and I'm looking at my phone. I'm like, shoot, now it's going to reset. I'm going to be 5 minutes late. I'm like, still 12 minutes. Like, and it will alleviate stress, like in the moment, straight up, because my arrival time's the same. And I was late to work, to some meeting, and I was driving in from Richardson here, and I think we got a picture of it. My phone, the Waze app, show the other one, shoot. It says, turn right on Brook Green. Has anyone heard of Brook Green? Yeah, no shout outs for that either. Like, I don't know, I think it's a just fine street. But anyway, it's like, turn right on Brook Green. I'm like, what? Brook Green? No, I'm not turning on Brook Green. I'm like, oh, but I'm late, I gotta turn on Brook Green. So I turn, and sure enough, like, it leads me right here, gets me there on time. And what I've learned is, like, no matter what, like, Waze is better than me. It knows better. Even when we're, like, staring at a completely gridlocked toll road, I'm like, I think we should bypass it. And my wife and I are, like, you know, having this back and forth. Should we go? Should we take it? Should we listen to the app? Should we go? It's like, I'd rather keep moving than stop and stand still traffic. But Waze is saying, take Brook Green. Take the toll, even if it's standstill traffic. And so I've learned to do so because it knows my arrival time. It knows where I am. It knows shortcuts around obstacles. It's telling me if there's a delay that I can't see. So look at the next one, the first one that Jeremy put up there. This one was crazy. I'm driving south on 75, and it tells me to exit 635. And I've got to go down on like 75 and Lovers. I'm like, what are you talking about, Waze? And it tells me to go east on 635, and I'm looking at it, and it's like, it's telling me to go east on 635 and then loop back. There's no way that's faster. It was faster. It was straight up faster. Why am I talking about Waze? Because Waze is sovereign, up above me, sees where I am. That's right. That's right. Sees where I am, sees the problems ahead of me, and even if I think, that's ridiculous, why would you have me turn on Brook Green? You want me to do a U-turn on 635? Yeah, do a U-turn on 635. You'll get there on time. Better than if you knew your own advice. And that's what God does. He does this crazy stuff, just like Waze, because he's sovereign above us. He sees where we are. He knows the problems in advance. And so there's these times when he's like, hey, I want you to ask their forgiveness. And you're like, are you kidding me, Waze, God? You want me to ask their forgiveness? Do you know what they did to me? And you want me to ask their forgiveness? Wait, you want me to bless my enemy? Are you out of your mind? You want me to bless my enemy? That's like U-turn on 635. Like, that is not going to work. No, bless your enemy. Pray for them. Love them. Go make amends. Ask their forgiveness. Or maybe even crazier of all of those, forgive the person that hurts you. Forgive them. Forgive them. And it feels so counterintuitive. So counterintuitive. It's like the big Brook Green of God where you're like, that doesn't make sense. And he's like, it's going to bless you. You just watch. It's going to bless you. And so we can do that here, and we are. We're walking through this with God, who's crazy, right? Sovereign over all, and yet providential. He's in the detail of every single person in this room and the other 7 billion that aren't. In the detail of every single one of us. And here's the thing. He's not going to force us. He lets us choose. Man, you don't have to listen to me. Waze isn't hijacking my car and making me turn on Brook Green. Waze just tells me that way's going to be better. And so it is with God. And there's times when I don't listen to my app, and there's times when I don't listen to God. But what I've found is that when I listen to my app and when I listen to God, things go better. It's smoother. And we're learning that here in this room. And so I want to just applaud you all. Because there's a lot of people outside of this room, and we used to be, where it's like, I'm not listening to you, God. Your way's crazy. It's not going to help me. I got a better way. But in this room, hats off to you all, as you have said, you know what, God, I've tried my way, and now I'm going to run your offense. I'm going to listen to you. I know you're sovereign and providential, and you're going to lead me in a way that leads to life and peace. And as a result, just like it has eliminated stress in my life by looking at Waze, I don't stress and fret when I drive now. I know my arrival time. God's doing that for every single one of us. He's taking that stress one day at a time when he says, will you let me drive? Will you let me show you where to go? Even if it's counterintuitive. And no surprise, Jesus said this to us in Matthew chapter 6, verse 31. He says, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? The pagans who don't know God, they don't love God, they run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you. Therefore, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will worry about itself. So welcome to Regeneration, a place where we are following Jesus, who is the ways, the truth, and the life. Get that? Come on, man. I'm a dad. I tell dad jokes. No. Don't applaud for that. It's terrible. I got more. You want more? No. We're following Jesus, man. His way is better. It's better than my way, better than your way. It leads to eternal life. So welcome here. If it's, one of you who it's your first time, I promise it's not this dorky every time when I intro. So come back. Don't take offense to me.